The Business News Hour is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the metro. Learn more at homeconnectusa.com. And the Strudel House Fine Austrian Dining. Ask about the gourmet passport, thestrudelhouse.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us on this Tuesday afternoon. With us in studio is our good friend from Yetter. Everything's better in Yetter, as they say, right?
That's right.
Her name is Darcy Malsby. And she was a guest on the News Hour some time ago, and welcome back. Good to see you again.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Well, let's set the stage for who and what you do, okay? Darcy is a writer. She's a blogger. She has worked with many, many different magazine companies, and she's also written her first book. So tell us about what it is that you do, other than me telling you.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I grew up on a century farm up in Calhoun County, and I still live a mile south of there, and I run my own marketing communications company. So I write to sell. I specialize in agriculture, and I also like to write about food.
Oh,
yeah.
I like to eat the stuff.
I do, too. Yeah. You'll have to try my meatloaf burger sometime.
You know what? I think we had that conversation last time you were here. You said your meatloaf burger is pretty good.
Yeah, I know it.
You've written a book about the history of Calhoun County.
Yeah.
And so tell us about why. Why did you write this book?
Well, I believe you protect what you love. And one of the things I love is local history. So I was down here in Des Moines about a year ago on a history tour, and I ran into a friend who had published a book related to the East Village. And I thought, this would be, if she can do it, I can do it.
Sure.
So I got a book deal with Arcadia Publishing and spent last winter gallivanting all over Calhoun County, digging up all kinds of interesting stories of rural life, mayhem, criminal activity, you name it, it all happened in this rural county.
Yeah, we're talking about Calhoun County. Let's set the stage for where that is so folks know.
Absolutely. We're up between Fort Dodge and Carroll, so we're about 100 miles northwest of Des Moines.
Right. And I think people would be surprised at how big Calhoun County was and how big some of these communities once were. They all had their own newspapers. They were very well known for business climate. And that's outside of the farming industry. These were hubs of retail development.
They really were. Even towns that only had 300 or 400 people were a hub because you had a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of business owners, and so you could take care of most of your day-to-day business, even in really small towns. So you're right. Calhoun County used to have more, about 19,000 people,
right,
whereas today it's a little over 9,000. So about half of what it was.
Yeah,
so times have changed.
Well, and times have changed, and so has the agricultural community. We just had a story about how state revenues are down because, you know, prices of corn and beans out there in the country are down, and that impacts sales of equipment. It impacts all kinds of things, and it's a ripple down effect as far as payments to the government or to the state of Iowa. But let's talk a little bit about this. I'm fascinated with history, as you are, and having spent some time in Webster County, which is right next door to Calhoun County.
Right.
And remembering, I was just flipping through your book, I remember the tornado in Manson in 1979.
79, that's right.
Yeah, it killed several people.
That's right.
There's stories in here about Bonnie and Clyde robbing a bank up there.
Yeah.
On the cover is a really interesting photograph of a pool hall.
Yes.
Now, where was that taken?
That was taken on, it's on the west side of the square in Lake City, and it's a really interesting story behind that photo, as we've got five guys in the picture. That picture is as clear today as it was 100 years ago when it was taken, and it's because that picture got locked away in a box in a guy's house that just sat there in a dark space for about 100 years, kept out of the sunlight and out of the elements. It survived the test of time.
To write a book like this, you've got to come up with all of these photographs and all of this text. The text, I understand, because many times we can find newspaper articles or there are accountings or witnesses to this or stuff at the courthouse or the Historical Society.
Right.
But what about all these photographs that you found? Where did you find this 100-year-old photograph of a pool hall?
Well, that was a guy in Lake City that's a friend of mine who's a history buff, and that was just kind of a fluke that picture survived. And really, when you look at the 200 plus pictures in this book, it's really kind of amazing a lot of those pictures survived, because I've talked to people that, oh, I'd love to help you with that project, but I had a flood in my basement, or our business burned down 30 years ago, or our stuff didn't survive the tornado. So in some respects, it's a miracle any of these, especially the old pictures, survived, because we just didn't have a lot of photographic technology in the old days too, to take a lot of these pictures pictures. So the ones we do have are priceless treasures.
Darcy Maulsby, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about her new book. This is a pictorial account and history of Calhoun County, which all brings to mind something you and I, we were together in Mason City just a couple of weeks ago.
Can you imagine
that? It'll be 2 weeks on this Saturday.
Time goes fast, doesn't it?
It does. And we were talking about today's world of photography and how perhaps impossible it might be to even create something like this in another 100 years.
You know, I worry about that, and sometimes I wonder if we'll even take 100 years, 5, 10 years from now. I'm guilty of this too, but how many of our images today live on digital cameras, cell phones, computers, and are we printing them? That was the key to this book, that people printed these pictures and had them in family photo albums or had them in a museum where these they could be accessed. And another thing I learned is that as fast as technology changes, a lot of pictures from the 60s and 70s, those were on slides. Mm. It's really hard to try and have the technology anymore to do anything with slides. I mean, when was the last time you used a slide projector?
Are you kidding me?
Good luck finding a light bulb to even run one.
Exactly. Well, and that brings up a very important point. As we take a look at family photos or historical photos, how do we archive these things, especially if we're all doing digital photos? And we're guilty of everybody takes photos. I mean, if it's if it's your lunch or, you know, whatever else you're doing.
Right.
And we take those photos, but they're digital, and we don't maybe save them in some of the best places or the best ways. So, wow, what happens in 5, 10, 15,
right.
30 years?
Right. So I would definitely encourage people keep taking the digital pictures.
Sure.
They're wonderful because they're such a cost-effective way to document all these little mundane aspects of life that we think maybe are not worth documenting, but they're just priceless as time passes. And you look at these guys in the pool hall, for example. What a cool image. Probably just kind of a throwaway image almost back in the day. But obviously, we can't print every single picture we take. That would be almost overwhelming. But make the time once a week, once a month, with pictures that are especially meaningful to you, print those out. And don't just use a computer printer on your desk. Get the archival inks. Go to a place where they can actually print something that
like
is
our friends at Christian Photos,
right,
for example.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Christian Photo has those archival inks that are guaranteed to last 100 years or however long. So take the, make that investment and then also label your pictures, whether you're doing it digitally or preferably on the actual hard copy too, because you wouldn't believe how many images I came across that said grandma, or maybe they said nothing on the back. I can't write a story. I mean, there's this great picture in here that said Calhoun County Vigilantes, and I did use that picture, but I can't tell you anything about it because I don't know why they were formed. I don't know exactly when that group formed, but that one was too good to pass up, and I tried to fill in the gaps. But boy, it would have been better if someone had taken the time to write a few notes, put the date on the back, where the picture was taken. Very helpful.
Yeah, and this is something that each one of us can perhaps take to heart and say, you know, and if you're in a business, if you're listening to this broadcast on podcast or live right now, you might want to put this in the back of your mind. You know, take some photographs of your business, of some of the employees, of what it's like today in 2015, because that's news, that's book material.
It is.
In the future. And then have those photographs printed with archival ink.
Exactly.
Hard copy. Yeah.
That's right, Michael. And even if you just kind of collect this stuff informally, just in a little box that you keep in a closet that's in a somewhat climate-controlled space, not a damp basement or a bright, sunny window or something, but just having that in one place, because I've worked with business clients where they want to do a 100-year anniversary book or a magazine, and sometimes it's a real challenge just trying to collect all this stuff and find out, well, I know it's somewhere, but where is it? But you're right. If you have that content and you keep it somewhat organized, boy, it can make just for a treasure trove when you want to do some of these, honor some of these milestones.
Yeah, absolutely. Darcy Maulsby, ladies and gentlemen, her book is entitled The A Pictorial History of Calhoun County. And where can people find this to buy?
Yes. Well, it's on Amazon. Okay. And also, if you happen to be up in the Calhoun County area, we've got it in a number of stores around town, like the Lake City Grocery and Swanson Hardware in Rockwell City. Or go to my website, darcymalsby.com, and I can hook you up with an autographed copy.
M-U-L-S.
Yeah, actually, M-A-U. L-S-B-Y. It's a little tricky.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, M-A-U-L-S-B-Y.
Mall.
Mall yeah.
something. Yeah.
Like the mall. Yeah, the shopping mall.
No, the other mall. That's
the other mall. Like, I will mall you.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. I will mall you.
Yeah.
Anyway, Darcy Malsby, I think two things that came out of this discussion from Saturday 2 weeks ago. Is not only a cool book, because mm-hmm. if you're a history buff, I mean, there's some folks. I've got a good friend by the name of Bill Sheraton that wrote a book about, and I think maybe, Dustin, you might remember him. He was an author here. He lives here in Urbandale now. And he wrote a great book about the community of Lawler, about growing up in the 50s in Lawler. A great story. And in a book like this, I could see you doing other counties. You think?
I've had some requests, yes. So if I wanted to go down that route, I'm sure there are plenty of opportunities. I know I've got more books in me. I just haven't decided which way to go yet.
Stuff. So that's one thing is the book itself, because the great pictorial history of the county of Calhoun, which as we said, was 10,000 more people 100 years ago than what it is today. And then the other thing about archiving your photographs and making sure you print them out and keep them in a safe place.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Yes, thank you.
Darcy Malsby,
it.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming in to talk about, about her work as a freelance writer and now a book publisher. Gosh, now with some great ideas about what to do with those digital photos that we keep on snapping. Lunch.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Snap those lunch
those
photos.
Those ham sandwiches.
All right. We're going to step aside. We've got the Wall Street Report coming up. We've also got the Iowa 25. We'll also check out what happened on the farm with the commodity prices. That's all ahead of our time with Kimberly Baith. Kimberly's in from Golden Openings. We're going to be talking about her business and more. This is Insight on Business. The News Hour.
Hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him.